The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay. Start the day the Torah way. Beis Tamuz, Tavshin Pei, Wednesday, the 24th of June. The topic is free-range eggs. Okay. I bet everything's good. Broadcasting live from London. Okay, Brashut, my parents, if they're listening, Brashut, anyone else who's chashuv, if they're listening too. This topic has zero connection to the parasha, so excuse me on that. Don't know how Kairach can connect to free-range eggs at all. If anyone does, then please forward me the connection. I've only been through the beginning of the parasha so far, so maybe I'm not up to that. But I can't imagine how it connects too much. However, that's what we're learning here in the Montefiore Koil. We're up to the sugya of eggs. So I thought I'd share with you a few thoughts, something you know that I've discovered over the past few weeks. Eggs, it's a big deal because there are many shailas that are related to it. And there's not one topic uniquely related to eggs. There's many. And there's many areas of kashrus and halacha that are related to eggs. I mean, first of all, if you think about it, why is an egg not meaty if it comes from an egg? Why is it, if it comes from a chicken, then why is it paro? Really, the egg should be meaty, like a piece of the chicken that comes out. Well, that's something you can think about. And my mother was asking me last week if hot butter falls on an egg, when it's shelled, could you then use that egg together with liver and to have it with meat? Or does the shell protect it, or is it porous? That's really two big questions. First of all, why isn't it paraf? And does the shell protect it from meat, from milk if it falls on to mix it with, is it basa b'chalav? That's something else you could discuss. And they are slightly interconnected, and which eggs are kosher? And how do you know if the eggs that you buy in any shop are kosher at all? Do eggs, are eggs a problem of bishul akum? Does the yid have to cook them? And that's also a shaila. I mean, bread and crackers that are made together with eggs, someone else has cooked, is that bishul akum? So all these are slightly interrelated, and it's all basically one big topic, but it has different branches. And maybe kindly you invited me back last time to carry on the ovens and the stovetops. Maybe we'll carry on with the rest of these topics. In another share, in another time. But today, I thought we'd start with the most basic and practical one. Excuse me, if my head's not in, I'm just on an iPad and I can't get a good angle. So if I turn it the other way, then you get the black and the side. So do my best. The most common shaila that we have is blood spots, and that's the most relevant and practical to us. And I want to discuss that a bit. And I presume some of it you know, but some of it hopefully is slightly new because it is a common question. It says in Vayikra Zion, V'chol dam loy seichelu, v'chol moshvei seichem. Don't eat blood. A person is not allowed to eat blood. It's pretty simple. And there's no specification. Don't eat blood. But the Gemara said, increase it. In Parak HaShoychet Adam, that if you look at the end of the pasuk, it specifies la'oif v'la behema, birds and animals. And birds and animals are what asa. And any other kind of blood is completely mutter. A blood of a bird is forbidden, and asa, a blood of an animal is forbidden. But any other kind of blood is mutter unless it shares some unique characteristics to an oif and to a behemoth. But if it doesn't, it's completely mutter. So what characteristics are they? They have to be matame in the same way. Just like the matame b'masa. Just like the matame, if you lift them, so too, if you want to include others, that also has to be matame. But more importantly, there has to be a type of meat. And if it's not a type of meat, and if the blood is not resting in a type of meat, then the blood is mutter. The blood of a person is mutter, because it doesn't matame like a bird and an animal. blood of fish is mutter. And says the Gemara, dam beitin mutter. Blood of an egg is completely mutter. And there's no issur at all. Dam beitin mutter. That's the first point you've got to remember. The Gemara increases, dam beitin mutter. The blood of an egg is completely okay. People, fish, egg, keep away from blood in a chicken, keep away from blood inside the meat of an animal. But everything else is mutter. Let's go to another Gemara, fairly famous, in Chulin, Daf Samach Daleth. Nimsa aleha koreit dam. If you find a speck of blood on an egg, then the Gemara differentiates and discusses and debates that it depends where you find this piece of blood, this tiny speck. Was it in the white? Was it in the yellow? Was it in the white of the egg and the yellow? Did it start in the white and go into the yellow or vice versa? Was it in the bottom of the egg and the top of the egg? And there's a big debate in the Gemara and the Shonim. Where is this problem? It's clear there is a problem. That if you have a blood speck inside an egg, then potentially the whole egg is completely off and you've got to chuck it away. And the whole debate in the Gemara is that where did you find it in the egg? But clearly, dam baked in mitzvah. So we started off by saying, v'chol dam lo tzecheilu, there's a pasuk in Vayikra, lo'oy for la behema, limited to birds and animals, or anything that shares the exact same characteristics of those two. And eggs doesn't. Eggs is not meat. Eggs doesn't really become tummy like a bird, and therefore it's mutter, blood of egg. But strangely, you have the diametrically opposed Gemara and Chulin. Blood spots and eggs are osa. It just depends where you find them. In the yellow, or in the white, or both, or none, or the bottom. That's the debate. But no one debates whether they're osa or mutter at all, because clearly they're definitely osa. Just it depends where. And that's the question that all the Rishonim ask in Krisus and in Chulin. How can these two Gemaras be diametrically opposed to each other? On the one hand, it says, dam beitim mutter. And on the other hand, it says, dam beitim asa. So make up your mind. Is dam beitim mutter or is dam beitim asa? That's the question. That's the question of Tosfos, it's the question of the Rashba, and it's everyone's question. It's the most confusing thing. We started off the shiur by saying blood is not a problem unless you're resting in meat of a chicken or meat of an animal. But Choldam lo zechelu, the issa derives is only limited to that. Not blood itself, but blood in meat of a chicken or an animal. And then we say, well, if you find a blood spot in an egg, then if you find it in certain places, in the yellow definitely, then you're going to have to chuck out the whole egg. And this egg is completely osa. And the most simple answer is, to answer these two Gemaras, is to introduce the shiur today, is that blood of an egg is mutter, but blood of a chicken is asa. When you find blood at a certain part of the egg, then you're not finding blood in an egg. You're often and can be finding blood that shows the beginning of the embryonic development of a new chicken. And therefore what you have is dam basar back again. Obviously the pun, but I can't say it, it's just too cringy, but right? That's what you have. An egg, blood found somewhere in the egg, it's clearly not a sign of an embryonic development. Maybe it's at the bottom, it's not in the yellow, it's just in the white. It's mutter. That's dam basar. The Gemara and the Torah, Chazal, nothing, no one asked that. However, if you find the blood in at certain points of the egg, say Chazal, then that's not blood of an egg. That's the blood of the next chicken that's forming. And that's fundamentally different. Because then you're dam basar. You're not dam beitim. You're dam basar, you've moved on. You're in the next stage. And you can debate and you can argue, but this surely chicken hasn't been formed. and therefore why is it considered to be blood? There's no real meat there. A Tosfos and the Rashba, everyone discusses that. But this is definitely a shitta, and it's halachic, we paskin like this, that we're machmir for this. At certain points, and areas of the egg, it's no more dumb baiting, it's not blood that's resting because of an irregularity in how the egg was formed. The follicles, as it was coming out, some blood got deposited in it. Nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that the new chicken, if this egg has been fertilized, and the new chicken is coming and being formed. And therefore, that's usur. It's dumb basar, not dumb baiting. And that's how we answer the two Gemara. Dumb baiting, if you think there's just a bit of blood there that was because, you know, there was an irregularity in the way the egg was formed inside the chicken, that's completely mutter the Torah Chazal, and no one asks that. What we ask is the oifel avehema, any blood that's going to be a sign of a new embryonic development of a new chicken, and therefore you're dumb basar, you're not dumb baiting. And that's the answer. And we're machmir. If you check out the Machaber and the Ramah, excuse me, I don't have any Sfarim, my Sfarim here with me, but it's in Yerodeya Samach Dalet Gimel. The Machaber is only machmir when you find a speck of blood in the yellow. He says that's a symbol of an embryonic development of the egg. And he'd make if you find it in the white, you could just take it out. But Ashkenazim are very machmir. Ashkenazim say you find it anywhere in the egg, then you must check the whole egg out. Why? Because it's a sign of an embryonic development of a new chicken. The blood that you have is the blood of meat, of something that's going to become meat soon, slowly forming. And therefore, the whole egg is completely utter. It's all going to become meat soon, and there's blood inside that, that's blood of meat. And chuck it all out. And the Ramah says, you know, the minhag is that there's so many shitters as to where this blood has to be found, whether it's the white or the yellow, or anything else. I'll just try to make this a bit higher. There are so many shittas as to where it can be found, and it's so unclear. And some people say, only the yellow and only the white, everything is utter. Any blood, you've got to chuck the whole egg out as soon as you find the smallest amount of blood anywhere. That's the remark. And Ashkenazim and Machmeh, I think the Ben Ishchai says his father should be Machmeh too. And if we were in shul, then everyone would be shouting at this point that nowadays, etc., and fertilization and battery and free-range eggs, and I just like the top of the title free-range eggs, although I chose that because it was my grandmother's yard site when we used to go on holiday when we were younger. She always asked my father to buy her free-range eggs. So it's always stuck in my head. I never actually knew what they were until I think I prepared this year. So, but either way, it always stuck in my head that free-range eggs, so the shir should be le'ilu nishmasa. But you're all thinking, well, nowadays, okay, even before we get anywhere near nowadays, there are many heterim taught in Shulchan Aruch. Even with fertilized eggs, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll explain soon. There are many heterim brought, and this halach of eggs is so different to other issa v'hesa. So we've discussed the whole dam. Dam beitim is muta, dam basar is asa, and when you think this blood is the beginning of a new development of a chicken, that's dam basar is the issa d'oraita. There are heterim though, and there's many you come across every single day. I mean, there are many different ways. I'm not so domesticated, but there are many different ways to use an egg, right? You could hard boil an egg, you can make an omelette, you could put it into cake, you could put it into challah. Hard-boiled eggs, and it says the Machaber in Samach Vavches with Tzluyot, it's mutter. No one checks. Very few people, so maybe people who are very machmir check, but no one checks on hard-boiled eggs. And the Machaber says it's mutter. No one checks it. So for a soft, when you're making a cake, you're busy with your glass and lifting it up to see whether you've got maybe a blood spot in there. But no one checks hard-boiled. You put it in the pot, and that's it. And that's the Machaber. Well, before battery eggs, the Machaber says it's mutter. That's the strangest thing. So we're checking when we have an egg, which is an omelette, or I don't know, anything we use for cake. But as soon as it's hard-boiled, we just don't seem to worry about it. Is it usur or is it mutter? Are we worried for this development or not?
Kol Halashon.
It says the Ramah, most eggs don't develop into chickens. You've got roiv to rely on. Achre rabim lahatad, go after the majority. You don't have to check it. It's a minig and it's the best custom to do, says the Aruch HaShulchan, even clearer. Of course you've got to, because it's better to. But with a hard-boiled egg, I don't think you can unless you maybe peel back the shell after it's cooked, like apparently Ramosha used to do. But you can't. And therefore there's no problem, because you can rely on the rule of majority, on the rule of right. Kluyoy, that's the heta. Caterers, you've got to make loads of eggs in the morning for a breakfast. You don't have to check all of them. It's tilche yaseira, maybe. And since you've anyway got the heta of roi, you can rely on that. And you don't have to worry about checking each one. Most eggs don't develop into the embryonic chicken. Most of them don't. Most of them, it's just an irregularity and it's fine. And it's completely mutter. And you don't have to worry about it at all. Another heta. And thirdly, if you cook a few eggs together, let's say the shells are a bit cracked, so obviously they're going to be transferring teeth to each other. If you cook a few eggs together, and then afterwards you open one, and you see one of them has blood inside it, and it's potentially a fertilized egg. So what's the rule? And usually if you find something utter in your pot, even if you've got mostly heta, you need 60 against each kezias. So if you have one kezias, you need 60 times that to make your mixture mutter. And if you don't have that, then everything remains utter. Whereas with eggs, we don't say that at all. We say it's completely mutter. Why? Because it's min b'minoy, it's egg with egg. It's only durabonon you need 60. And therefore, because it's only durabonon, and this is a suffix durabonon, it's no problem. And hence, many people have the custom to cook three eggs at a shot. Because even if one becomes asa, nothing in the pot and the keli won't become forbidden, simply because there's roi. And you don't need to have 60, even if the taste of one egg goes into the other and the shells are open, it doesn't matter. Because it's a suffix durabonon. That, nowadays, this won't apply at all. We'll discuss that in a minute. But so far, after we've said that the eggs are asa, and we said that you've got to be worried, according to Ashkenazim, for anywhere in the chicken, we said there are still heterium, because most times this doesn't happen. Most times, it's not a development of a new chicken. And therefore, you can eat them hard-boiled. Therefore, a caterer has to be less concerned if you've got many, it's going to be really hard. And also, if you have a few eggs at a shot, which you're cooking together, and you find one of them afterwards to have a blood spot inside it, so all of them will still be mutter. Because it's a suffix, the Rabbanan lakuna will be easy going with it. And therefore, people have a custom not only to have a pot, which they cook eggs in, but also to have three at a go. And that may be slightly ancient, and we'll discuss that in a minute. But so far, those are the only heterium that we have. Nowadays, however, we can go much further in being makeup. Because then many of you probably be thinking from the beginning, nowadays the chickens never see a rooster. And even in free-range egg farm, and the people don't like battery eggs because the eggs are stuck inside a cage and they're given certain feed, which is potentially, I think, unhealthy for the birds. And therefore people are very against it, as if you follow the news a bit. But free-range eggs just mean that I think the chickens can eat what they like and they can roam around in a larger area. But by and large, most times it doesn't mean there's a rooster there and there's a family of eggs and therefore they're mating with each other at all. There's just the female eggs there, female chickens there, and there's no males there. That's a completely different kettle of fish we're entering into. Because you can only have a new development of a new chicken if there's males and females in the farm, as in the olden days they used to have. And the chashash that we have now is nothing. And we're left with almost, we'll see exactly how this manifests itself, we're left with almost no issur at all. Because most chicken farms nowadays, I think nearly all, they'll be there in order to sell commercialized eggs. And they'll want to sell these eggs, and therefore they'll have just females laying eggs the whole time, which Chazal classify as baked in moisro. The eggs will look, the females will have never seen a male, never known a rooster. And therefore there's no chance that this egg can turn into a rooster. And that's whether it's brown eggs or white eggs. And even if you look at the supermarket, at the different, if you look in the, let's say, Tesco or Waitrose, the regular shop, free range, there's all different types of feed, all different types, but you're not going to find a rooster there. And therefore, if you're not going to find a rooster there, the halacha fundamentally changes now. And it goes in a completely different route. And the issa that we discuss 99% of the time nowadays is not anymore that this is going to become a chicken. And dumpeitim as mutter. So what is it? It's a completely different issa of maras ayin. People will get confused if they see a bit of blood in your food. Not everyone is so learned and not everyone knows. And people who are going to see blood in your food will think blood is mutter. And maybe they'll go on to have potentially dam basar and dam oif. And that's generally the issa that we discuss nowadays when we're talking about any blood spots that you're checking. We've moved on completely from the embryonic development of the chicken, of the ramah, of being machmir, of chucking away the whole egg. And I'll remind you what we said. We said that the ramah, as you find it anywhere, is asa because this could be a sign. And chuck away the egg. If you hard boil it, maybe you could rely on Darabon on it. Unlikely that it will happen if you didn't know, but it's asa. But nowadays, none of that applies because you just have female eggs, female chickens, I'm sorry, in the chicken farm, breeding, who are getting the eggs to sell off, and no one's got a rooster there. That will complicate things. People want to have just eggs that people can eat. So why do we check at all? Because even though blood is not there because of a new chicken, there's still a bit of blood there because of an irregularity in the way this egg was formed inside the chicken. And that blood is mutter. There's no issa with it. It's dam basim. We started off the shiur by saying there's two types. There's dam basar, which is the start of the development. There's dam, which is deposited there from the chicken. And that's mutter, and that still is mutter. But there's a separate issa. And that issa is maras ayin. People will get confused. The people will be choshesh you. Whatever the issa of maras ayin is, which I think, as far as I remember, we discussed this time last year, I think with almond milk and the pre-chodesh, about roughly the summertime. So whatever the issa is, there's maras, people will get confused, and therefore the halakha ramifications are completely different. First of all, you never have to chuck away the whole egg, and you just take out the top. But I think, as far as I understand, even people buy brown eggs, and therefore they're worried, and many more brown eggs have blood spots inside them. People say, well, they've got to chuck away the whole egg. I don't think you'd have to unless you know it's from a farm with roosters. Although many people say brown eggs are just different, they're formed differently and there's protein spots and they're not really blood. But it doesn't make a difference. You can rely on the fact that they've never seen a rooster. Therefore, even a brown egg, and there's just a female egg there, it's going to be mutter. You should check it. Because you shouldn't have blood in your food because of marasine, even though it's mutter. Some bakes them as mutter, but marasine means it's a separate issa. You should try and be careful. But you can keep the rest of the egg. Normally, with the chickens, are worried this is all forming into a beautiful, little chick. This is not happening now. Just cut that bit off and use the rest of it. If you forgot to check the egg, it doesn't matter. Because it's marasine, it's not as strict in terms of the issa. Or if someone sees it and you check the eggs, let's say you're checking a few eggs and you see a blood spot of one of them, you leave it to the side, you're not 100% sure. And someone else is cooking in the kitchen and they chuck that inside your food. There's no problem at all. Before we discussed if you have three eggs in a pot, then there's roi with its type, with type. You don't have to get into any complications at all. It's completely mutter. Because maras ayin is only asa when you can actually see it. But if it's anywhere involved in this cake or challah and you can't recognize it, it's completely mutter. Normal Esorim, we say you need 60 times that amount, and we get technical. Maritime is about whether you can see it. Are people going to see this cake, and thereby afterwards get mixed up, and come to be matir blood? If they can't see it, they won't. Even if you saw afterwards, if you had a blood spot there in your kitchen, and you had the blood spot there, and you weren't going to put it in, maybe you weren't sure, and afterwards someone came and put it into your cake or whatever you have, it's completely mutter. Because it's only the Issa of Marasayim. Now, I was discussing this share with Rabbi Goldblatt from Gostorf, and he said that he often gets shilas in the holidays for people who go to Spain or Portugal, that they often buy eggs from maybe farms that will have roosters. And he said often people have to chuck away the whole egg, because once you know there's a rooster there, which is the first half of this year, there's very little you can do to be matured, especially if you're going after the meaning of the Ramah. You know, the whole egg is going to be deemed as being after, because this whole egg is turning into a chicken, and you've got blood inside there, which is from dam basa. And therefore, potentially, this is going to be after. So you have to be careful. Very rarely, but there are times where you'd go to a free-range egg farm that you see on the side of the road, and then you'd have to check, is there a rooster here? Are there males here too? And if there are males here, then you've got to be much more machmir. You could still use it as a hard boil. That's still okay. However, if there is a blood spot there, when you do check it, because you're using it for a cake, then you've got to check it out. And if you put it into your mixture, it's much harder to be matir. But that's only in countryside, in a very rural areas, when you have the roosters there. However, what we buy nowadays is all the 99.9% of the time, the halacha is maras ayin. And if I'll summarize halachically what we've said, we start off by saying, kol dam basa lo sechei. That's limited, the issa of blood is limited to blood of meat. People not, fish not, maybe there's maras ayin there as well, and eggs not. Then we said the Gemara says the blood of eggs is asa. So how do those two coincide with each other, and how does that work? That it depends. Blood, there's no issa, if only it's not the start of a new chicken. With the start of a new chicken, that's dam basa. We said, even if it is dam basa, you can use it for hard boil, because most times it doesn't happen. And if it's in a mixture, in many cases, it's okay. Then we moved on by saying that nowadays, all the roosters that you have are nowhere near these female chickens that are laying their eggs. And therefore, the issa of potentially maybe it's becoming something that's us is irrelevant. The Chazal didn't like you, apparently, definitely the Shulchan Aruch didn't like you and the Rashba to use this, because it's Maris Ayin. People are going to get confused, people who don't know. And especially family members who don't know. You know, I saw one of the Chuvas that I was looking at, they said, don't publicize this anyway, because it will confuse people. Don't tell too many people about nowadays fertilization and lack of, because just keep people with a minute as it is. Because people haven't got enough time to think about that too much, and they'll be mazalzel generally, even when they come to find eggs that have chickens, that have roosters there. So, you know, Marasayin is a big deal. However, there are heterim for Marasayin, much more than the first half of the shit. If you know there's a blood spot there, and you still mix it in, but you can't see it, it's mutter. Marasayin is only also when you can see it. The normal issa is also wherever it is in the mixture. If you forgot, it's fine. And also, you can save the rest of the egg. You don't have to chuck away the whole egg. You can take out that bit. And that's the difference between what it used to be, what it is now, and the only time you've got to be really machmir is if you go to the countryside and you're buying, or you're staying on a farm, and they keep chickens, not necessarily to sell, but they use the eggs to give out to people, like, you know, the fact that the chickens are free, and people like to buy those chickens that aren't restrained at all, but they don't necessarily have a chicken coop to sell commercially to all the shops around nationally. They just have a few eggs there, and they sell them. Then you find a blood spot on them. Then that's offered to use completely, even in Issa Daraisa. Daraisa, even then, if it's in a mixture, we could be more makol. If it's hardball, you don't have to check initially. But then we're more machmir. However, commercialized eggs, we're much more makol on them. So thank you for listening. I hope next time we can discuss the less known. I wanted to get the most common out of the way, but we discussed maybe mixing eggs after they touch the milk, etc.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.